Just for a moment, I want you to forget what you've just heard in the gospel reading. Controversial, I know, but bear with me with this one. What I want you to do is clear your mind. Think of nothing for a minute. Transfiguration. What is the first image that pops into your head when you hear that word? It may be that some of you can't get rid of that image that we've just heard in the gospel reading. But it might be that some of you think of something completely random, or seemingly completely random. I tried this experiment the other day with my beloved husband, and he said, this is his answer, "Isn't it those robots that turn into cars and aeroplanes?" And I said, "No, dear, that's Transformers." We laugh. But I have to say, if I'm truthfully honest, I'm probably going to get into trouble for this. The first thing that pops into my head when I hear the word transfiguration is a person turning into a werewolf, closely followed by a vampire turning into a bat. You can probably tell from that I was brought up on a diet of Hammer horror films. So you might be thinking that maybe the subject of transfiguration, I've bitten off a little bit more than I can chew. On the contrary, I think this is a subject I can really sink my teeth into. You see, what randomly popped into Steve's head and what randomly popped into mine is not necessarily wrong. Transfiguration is about change. And I suspect that every single one of you here and those at home can tell stories of changes you have experienced in your lives. The changes that are happening right now. The changes that you are hoping or fearing might happen. How do we live in the midst of change? What handholds are there for us when everything around us is changing? And I wonder whether the disciples in today's gospel might be asking those kind of questions. If they too are feeling the winds of change blowing through their lives. Immediately before going up on the mountain, Peter, John, and James were told by Jesus that Jesus is to suffer and to die and then be resurrected on the third day. When they go back down from the mountain, Jesus will tell them this again. So what happened in our gospel reading today happens between Jesus' two statements of impending change. Maybe what we call the transfiguration was about preparing the disciples and his followers for the change and how they were going to live through that coming change. And maybe this can teach us something too. And maybe that's why we hear about the transfiguration on the last Sunday before we enter the season of Lent. Lent is a season that focuses on change. And change, whether on the mountaintop of life or in the shadow of the valley of death, is a reality for all of us. I'm sure some of you can sympathise with me on this, but when I go through a period of change, as we all do, one of the things that is really quite noticeable are all the voices in my head and all the voices of the people around me. How many of these voices are speaking to me all at once? There are the voices of commentators telling me what's going on, voices of judgment, second guessing, fear, self-doubt, criticism, self-criticism, all the would-haves, should-haves, and could-haves. Some voices tell us to run and hide, and others to fight and resist. Some voices ask for explanations, asking questions, and others deny what's happening, blame or declare it the end of the world. With so many voices crying out for attention, this story of Transfiguration says there's only one voice to listen to. The voice of God speaks from the bright cloud overshadowing Peter, James, and John. "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." What if, in the midst of change, we sought to listen to that one voice, the voice of Christ? What if we keep our ears open to what he is saying in our life and in the world today? It would mean that whatever change comes upon us, it does not have the final word. There is another voice. Jesus is always speaking a word larger and more powerful than all the other voices. In the midst of change, Jesus speaks of life, love, hope, mercy, forgiveness, generosity. Jesus speaks a word to and for you and me. Are we listening? As I say, I think we all experience changes in our lives, and some of them cause us to stumble and fall, leave us feeling overwhelmed. It's not about whether the change is good or bad, but we do feel that we need to regain our balance and get our feet back under us when we go through these changes. It's about stepping into the new life when we're not sure what it looks like, or if there really is a new life waiting for us. The three disciples, Matthew tells us, fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. Jesus touches them and says, "Get up." But it's more than just get up. It's more like be raised up, be resurrected. Jesus comes to us in whatever circumstance of change we find ourselves, and he touches us and says, "Get up, be raised." It's the promise that even though life has changed, it has not ended. Somehow new life is hidden in the midst of change, and even though we cannot see it or believe it, God uses the changing circumstances of our lives to bring us into a new life. Change often brings with it fear. And I believe that, I certainly feel when things are changing that I'm afraid of what is going to happen. And this is fear of losing something that we love, something we value or desire. Sometimes it's the fear of not getting what we want. But in the midst of change, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." He speaks to the heart of our human condition. They are the words, the very words that we need to hear when we are raised up and put back on our feet. His words do not magically eliminate our fear. Instead, they call us to take that first step into a new, changed life, despite our fear. They are the assurance, once again, that change does not have that final word. Christ does. In the midst of change and fear, we are not asked to be fearless. We are asked to be courageous. I don't know what changes you are all dealing with in your lives, or you've dealt with in the past, or you are expecting. Something maybe to do with your marriage, your children, your work, your income, anything like that. I do know one change that we are all going to be dealing with. Apparently our vicar has decided that he would like to retire in 2 years. So that is a change that's going to affect us all, and we don't know how that will affect us. Will we get a new priest straight away? Will we have to wait a while before the right person comes along? Who will that new person be? What are they going to be like? Will we like them? Sincerely hope so. Listen to Jesus. Be raised up. Do not be afraid. What if those words are holy wisdom for times of change? What if they are the means by which we step into our own transfiguration? Listen to Jesus. Be raised up. Do not be afraid. Amen.